Ryan, you are currently part-time in Washington, D.C., part-time in Chicago, but like 4 days a week in Chicago. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it got me thinking about, like, I have never had this really happen in my life, but moving to a new city at all and taking that leap. And you have to do it because of your job, but I'm always anxious. I am anxious in my life to do it at some point. I just want to go somewhere new and try and adapt to it. Because when I moved to New York from suburbs of Philadelphia, I had school to really kind of pad that. And obviously I met a lot of people, had to do a lot of things by force. And when I hear about your situation, about going to Chicago, this big, fun city, and people tell me all the time, like, Chicago's great, Chicago's great. But I wonder how easy it will be for you to kind of discover that Chicago is great, if you'll be able to do that, especially considering you're bouncing back and forth. But even if you were moving there permanently, like, where do you begin? What do you do? How do you start out in a new city? And I imagine that you've formulated opinions on this.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways to go about it. You know, one idea is to use a meetup group or multiple meetup groups to try to get to know some people in the area.
But, like, where do you begin with that? Like, I've thought about that too, trying to meet new people in New York using like meetup.com. But I don't even know how to really effectively do that so these people don't murder me in a back alley.
I think the nerdier the better.
Mm.
You know, or maybe not. I mean, there's just like general meetup groups. Like going out in DC or something like that is one down here.
Going out.
I don't really
DC.
Like it because you're meeting up and you're like, hey, what's up? Like, I also like to go out. And you're like, I like to go out too. And then, you know, there's not necessarily anything else in common. But I know some people that have done like eating clubs or book clubs. I think that that's a more effective tactic.
Eating clubs,
yeah,
where like you just go out to dinner.
Yeah, you could go out to dinner.
But like, do these people become
places
your friends? Do they become your into really discovering a city and attempting to be a citizen of that place? Like, you don't want to always feel like you're on vacation in a new place. And I remember I did a roundtable discussion with a bunch of people who are new to the city about New York, about how they struggled, and they ended up turning to church to kind of get in with any group of people. But when they talked about it, I'm like, all you have is that one group. That seems scary to me too. Like, I would immediately become bugged by people if I just had one group, a one way into a new place.
I mean, I think that a meetup group and other groups like that, it is kind of a head fake in that, you know, people act like they're getting together for the hobby, but a lot of times they're really just trying to make some new friends, especially if they're open about it, that they're like new to the area. Huh. I don't think that you expect that everyone you meet is going to become your friend, but you find a few people.
I expect
you're
that
very compatible with
in my life.
Yeah. I mean, other options I've considered are Craigslist. Although I've heard that's dangerous.
What do you do on Craigslist?
Yeah, what?
Do you go to like the like the personal section? You say like seeking friends.
M4F. Wait, really?
M4F or M friendship.
Have you ever done that?
I haven't done it.
Do you know people who have? Like, why would you even consider that?
Well, because a lot of people, I don't know, you meet up with other people on Craigslist. You know, they have a whole section in there on Craigslist. I mean, I've heard that, you know, since there's no real screening or profiles or anything like you might see on a meetup or even a dating site, it becomes a little bit more sketch. I mean, I know one time I was on there and just surfing around, and there's a whole section of people that wanted a texting buddy, just someone to text with.
Why would you? That's not a connection
can't you
at
just
all.
Just text with your regular friend?
You can text me if you want.
That's
anytime.
True.
Anytime.
I think it was like a euphemism for hookup.
Okay, that sounds more realistic.
Like they want a sexting buddy.
No, I think they just want to say text, like booty call sort of thing.
Right. Well, that's
yeah, this is like text for sex, not necessarily just sex.
It just seems that moving to a new place is often driven by like striking up romance and meeting friends, but who you might push into other levels. I feel like when I was on dating sites, even because I've been living in New York for so long, that I just did that after college to meet more people, new people. But a lot of them were new to the city. They immediately get on a dating site and they're looking for that connection. They want that to kind of ground them in a new place. But to me, that doesn't really seem like the wisest way to learn about a city and to find the aspect of it that will work as a foundation for you. Because yeah, love, you're just chasing love for a different purpose than what you would want out of it.
So, I mean, so would your experience with that be that generally speaking, the people you'd meet there are not actually from New York? They're people who are new to New York.
On dating sites, when I was on dating sites.
Yeah.
It was a lot of like the post-college crowd or even the older people who are like, I'm new to the city. I'm getting on dating sites. Like, let's do something. And you're kind of like, okay, that's great. Maybe because I've been here a while, my goals were slightly different. But you can understand why they would latch on to that. It just doesn't seem like the best way to get to know the new place where you live. It still feels kind of either temporary, you're looking to get out of it quickly by meeting someone you fall in love with.
Fister, with the meetup groups that you've done, have they generally been people who are from the places that you are, or are they also transplants, new people?
I think in many cases they are new people. It depends on the meetup group. I mean, I've only done a few, kind of like when I was moving to DC, actually. And a lot of the people are, you know, new to the area and trying to get to know people. Some people are here. I mean, I think that DC probably a similar vibe to New York, and that there just are so many transplants that, you know, you might even still refer to yourself as a transplant if you've been here a year or a couple of years. Oh yeah, I've been here a couple of years, but I'm still trying to get to know people. You know, like, I think that would be a very standard response.
Right. You can't say that you live in Chicago. Like, even if you had just moved there, you're permanently there. Or maybe this happened to you when you moved to DC too, because you've bounced around to a couple different places. But like, do you consider yourself a resident of DC, or do you feel like you're on the move? Like, do you feel like you've ever gotten your feet planted in DC?
I think I did get my feet planted in DC. I mean, it took like a year or so, because I was here for about a year and a half local, and now I'm on the road again.
But do you feel like it's important that you do that? Like, that you somehow have that moment where you're like, yes, I live here. And can you force that upon yourself? Can that be immediate?
I don't know if you can make it immediate. I mean, I think it requires kind of developing a routine around living in a place. You know, people that you often hang out with, you know, kind of, I think it really is kind of about, you know, what you do every week. You know, like, you feel like you have a thing that you do. You know, you've seeing all the places in your area, and so some of the stuff that you're doing every week is the same, and you're kind of okay with that. You know what you like. But I mean, I guess I would throw that back at both of you. I mean, is there what makes you consider yourself grounded in New York, if you indeed consider yourself grounded?
So for me, I'm not sure that I do. I think I did when I so for like my history with New York is that I came here after college for grad school. I was here for basically 2 years. Then I went and spent 6 months in Boston and then came back. Yeah, I'm living in New Jersey right now. But so I think my first 2 years, probably the second year of that, I did feel like I lived in New York. But since I've come back to New York, I don't really feel like I live in New York. I think that might be partly a product of the fact that I've just not lived in a single place for very long at all. So like, in my year and a half that I've been back, the longest I've lived in a place continuously was like 5 months.
Wow.
So I think that contributes to that more than anything else, probably.
You know, I feel for me, when I started to feel like part of New York, it was when I had places that I was outside of just like being mesmerized by a new place and started to feel like I had my own, like, if I want pizza, I'll go here. Or
yeah,
if I want a good to hear a good music in a park, I'll go to this place. And I don't think a lot of people, I remember this being true when I was a freshman in college. Like, my mission as a freshman was, okay, I'm in the middle of New York. Every Saturday morning, every Sunday morning, when everyone I know is going to sleep until noon, I'm going to get up at 9 a.m. and I'm going to walk around, and I just want to, like, know this place. And if I was a more adventurous person, I would do this now if I went to a new city, I think. But I would, like, I would want to go to shops, and I would want to go to, like, see where people are just kind of hanging out and be adventurous enough to just stand there and absorb it for a bit, as opposed to kind of forcefully meeting people in a new place. I want to figure out how to absorb the essence of this city and really know not to, like, inject myself into hangout places, but to kind of see, like, how people operate and figure out, like, where I should go to best serve my interests, my soul, you know, that sort of thing. Have you done that in Chicago, Ryan? Because you're a wanderer.
Right. And
you're an
actually
explorer.
One of the things that has hurt me a little bit is that where I work right now is out in the burbs. So I'm probably a good 45 minutes to an hour outside of downtown proper.
Yeah, so that's like when I was in Boston. It was very similar, about an hour outside of Boston where I was actually working.
But are other people – I mean, you don't want to just hang out with the people you work with, I guess, because that would make it – I don't feel like I could ever feel like I'm fitting into a new place if I was just hanging out with the people I work with, because then it feels like I'm only there for work. I have one purpose here. So do you feel that in that commute or in your time when you do land back in downtown proper that you can explore, that you have discovered something that could blossom into, yes, I live here, or yes, I understand this place?
I think that I can potentially get there. I mean, I just have to be very deliberate about it. You know, I'm going to have to make the effort to get downtown and explore the city.
I guess that's hard, though.
You don't live downtown, right?
No, that's the problem. I mean, I live out in the burbs out there. And also, it's very cold. So it's not as much fun to
You're being trapped
around
by the weather.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something that I feel from growing up. So, like, we grew up in the burbs. I feel like I don't know Philadelphia very well. I don't know Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm
like,
the same
I know
way.
New York far better than I know Philadelphia. I feel like I almost even know Boston better than I know Philadelphia.
Hmm.
Like, and I was only there for a very short time, and I didn't even really live in Boston either.
Right.
But
do you feel bad about that? Like, I feel
bit.
That being Northeasterners, and all of us seem to have lived in or around a city, a major city at some point. Which is not the case for many people. And often the sentiment is, oh, I'm trapped in this place. Get me out. I want to go to one of these big cities. And then people get here and they feel kind of lost. And it is difficult to get in deep. But I feel like owning the burbs is something I'm eventually excited to do, to have a town that matters to me. And to really engage with that. And maybe I'm only saying that because I haven't done it and I don't know the real horrors of it. But I think any size town, city, you can root yourself in if you attempt to find something other than just like personal connection.
Well, I think it's hard to find, if you're in the suburbs, to really establish the community in a town. Like, I think in many cases, suburbs are just sprawl.
Because they're kind of amorphous. There's no, like, center.
Right. Unless you have a town, you know, Main Street.
You mean like Ambler or something?
Yeah, like our home. Well, our hometown Main Street sucked when we were growing up.
But
it did not feel like a place that was cultivating anything except grime, perhaps. But now maybe it's better. But it still feels like an extension. Like, it has... It can be an epicenter if you wanted it to be an epicenter.
I don't think that's so much – this is kind of getting off topic, but I don't think that's so much something that you personally can control.
No.
Whether Main Street of some town or some suburban town is an epicenter or not.
But is it because of outward appearance that I'm not perceiving it as such, that I'm not allowing myself to be open to the possibility that it is? And – like, if I were starting out there and I saw that and it didn't look appealing, could it be appealing if I did something in particular?
Well, I mean, you were talking before about absorbing the soul of the city and not necessarily dealing with people or necessarily doing specific things or hanging out or whatever, is going around and just feeling what the city is like. And I think a lot of these suburban main streets or whatever, you go there, the soul that you're going to be experiencing is people driving around in their cars and not, you know, not experiencing that. Like, you don't have a soul there to.
Right. The soul is I'm projecting here. I'm being wishful in some ways.
Perhaps. Yeah.
That's sad.
I mean, I think it just means you have to be deliberate about where you live. If the soul is important to you.
Does that mean you think that a lot of people who end up getting lost in new cities or not being able to kind of get in deep with them go to places that aren't fit for them? Is that what you mean? Like, do you feel like you'll ever be able to fit into Chicago? Is Chicago a city for you?
Maybe. I mean, Frank, I've only been there 2 weeks, so it's tough for me to know something like that.
Hmm.
I mean, I can tell you that I feel pretty connected to D.C.
Why? So. Why do you think that?
I just feel like, I don't know, I think I have a friend group here. I think I know the city pretty well. You know, I know it's kind of idiosyncrasies, and they don't annoy me that much.
So you haven't had a misconnection on Craigslist that wasn't your in to knowing Washington, D.C. Now, because now that you mentioned Craigslist, I'm thinking that the real thing is to just notice people in everyday society and post on misconnections. That could really be an advantage.
Maybe I should do that to get to know Chicago.
Just see people at bars or see people across the street, post online about them, or take their picture with your phone. Go to jail. That's what you need to do.
That's how you really get to know a city. You know?
Get arrested. Then you'll
know. The best
way
to really understand how the city works, I think.
Commit a crime.
It's through the criminal justice system.
Agreed, yeah.